Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GHCL Q2 FY24 results conference call, hosted by Emkay Global Financial Services. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Meet Vora from Emkay Global Financial Services. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to welcome the management and thank them for giving us this opportunity to host them. We have with us today Mr. R. S. Jalan, Managing Director, and Mr. Raman Chopra, CFO and Executive Director, Finance. I shall now hand over the call to the management for their opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, esteemed investors, and welcome to GHCL earnings conference for the second quarter of FY 2023-24. Please note that results and the accompanying presentation has been uploaded on the stock exchange and on our corporate website. Joining me today is our CFO, Mr. Raman Chopra, and also Manu Jain and Abhishek from our finance division. The global soda ash market is soft as the global economy is grappling with the macroeconomic challenges. Europe and U.S. are undergoing higher inflation, whereas rebound in China's real estate markets is slower than expected. However, regions such as Latin America, Southeast Asia, and the Indian subcontinent are exhibiting growth with a stable demand. The market is in oversupply situation due to this soft demand scenario, and the same time, operational commencement of the new production capacity in China and the U.S. This is exerting downward pressure on prices. Looking ahead, we anticipate the global economic environment will remain in its current state in near future as we approach the end of 2023. There is a cautious optimism that the year 2024 will see a decline in inflation and increase in the real disposable income, resulting from less stringent monetary policy. This could signify a revival of soda ash demand from various end user segments. The need for carbon emission reduction is growing across the globe. The soda ash industry is no exception and will gradually adopt energy transformation through uses of sustainable energy sources, including biomass, renewable energy, and other innovative methodology. The landscape of soda ash supply is evolving, with natural sources gaining traction. Nevertheless, synthetic soda ash will remain relevant and continue to play a crucial role in meeting the global incremental demand, which stands at an approximately 2 million metric tons annually. Domestically, we are witnessing a more resilient demand scenario compared to the global markets. However, oversupply is caused by increased imports, primarily from U.S., Russia, and Turkey, resulting in price challenges. Going forward, these increased imports may persist until we see a recovery in the global markets. Yet, we are optimistic that demand from Indian detergent sector will revive after the monsoon season, and some of the new solar glass capacity will be commissioned in the H2 of FY 2024. Moreover, recent downtrend in the input cost will somewhat offset the previous price reduction and support our margin. Due to this global situation, higher imports into India will continue, and there will be an oversupply situation in near future. The domestic prices may remain soft, with a risk of further price cuts, and also margin may remain soft. However, in the medium term, we believe the business will remain strong. We have undertaken a planned maintenance shutdown during the month of October. While this resulted in a production shortfall of approximately around 20,000 metric tons, it is not expected to adversely affect our sales in the latter half of the year. We remain committed to implementing our strategy for growth. The greenfield project is moving forward, with the basic engineering task currently in progress. Efforts to enhance the vacuum salt production, yield improvement, salt yield improvement, and digital transformations are advancing as planned. I will now hand over to Raman who will provide you detailed financial performance, after which I look forward to engaging with you, your questions and insights.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, everyone, and a very warm welcome to our Q2 FY23-24 earning call for the quarter ended 30th September 2023. The performance for the current quarter came in at lower than our expectations at the beginning of the quarter due to various factors covered by Mr. Jalan in his opening remarks. And consequently, the revenue for the quarter came in at 817 crore as compared to 1183 crore in the corresponding quarter of last year and 1029 crore as compared to Q1 of this year. The reason of this fall is mainly due to reduction in soda ash realization and due to lower sales volume from the same quarter of the last year as well as previous quarter. This is largely due to prevailing market conditions and increased imports. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 224 crore compared to 413 crore in Q2 of FY23 and rupees 310 crore in Q1 of current year. For the quarter, EBITDA margin was at around 27.5% as compared to 34.9% in the corresponding quarter of last year and 30% in Q1 of FY24. Our margins, as I said, explained earlier, have been adversely impacted due to lower realization and lower sales volume. Now this has been partially offset by reduction in input costs. But the overall impact of lower realization is much higher than the reduction in the input cost. PAT from the continuous operations stood at 143 crore as compared to 291 crore in Q2 FY23 and rupees 426 crore of Q1 FY24 including exceptional items. For the half year ended 30th September 2023, we generated 426 crore in cash profit after tax. We are a net debt free company. At the end of the second quarter, our gross debt stood at 268 crore and our cash balance stood at around 612 crore and therefore there is a net cash surplus of around 343 crore rupees. This is after the payment of 166 crore rupees as dividends to our shareholders during Q2. With this, I conclude my comments and would now request the moderator to open the forum for question and answer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mr. Kunal Sukhwani from Indvest Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. My first question was on realization and EBITDA per ton. Can you give us the number of realization and EBITDA per ton for this quarter?
See, Kunal, giving a specific number of realization, probably, I think I can give you the margin, which is, like Raman said, 27.5% EBITDA margin. And I can also tell you that the realization is down as compared to the last quarter by almost around 15%.
Sure, sir. Thank you, sir. My next question is on the new Chinese capacity which has come in Inner Mongolia. Any sense of how much capacity is operational at this point and when is the next bit of capacity expected to come there?
See, almost as per our information, 3 million tons of the capacity has already been coming and it is likely to be 3 million only in the near future.
Sure. That's it from my end. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Jatin Damania from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for an opportunity. So just wanted to understand, so, I mean, few good quarters ago, I mean, before the capacity of Inner Mongolia, which came on stream, and now since new capacity is likely to hit in US, we were quite confident that the prices will continue to remain stable in the global market and also in the domestic market. But however, scenario has changed because of a lower global demand. So just wanted to understand from you, how will be the demand supply situation going ahead and what was the import situation and the pricing difference in the domestic market between import and domestic manufacturers?
No, Jatin, you are 100% right. Honestly, like Raman said in his speech, in his opening remarks, that we never expected this kind of a scenario change 6 months back. And I think in my career of long years, I have not seen this kind of volatility in such a long career. It has gone beyond our expectations. Just to clarify that, yes, though I was clear and we have said in our earlier call that the market is going to be soft, but we never thought that the prices or the import will change to this scenario. Even if you remember last time, we have indicated that China is in a short supply and some of the export has gone to China, means import has been landed into China. And there was some rumor in between that the prices will go up and things like that. So a lot of volatilities happened, which was not expected. So you are right that this kind of a downward trend was not expected. Now, coming back to your specific question of the how do you see the next two quarters, as I said in my opening remarks, market looks to be soft because oversupply situation persists. And till the Chinese recovery of the real estate and the Europe recovery, particularly Europe, I would say, Europe recovery does not happen, probably the market is going to be soft. And let me tell you a little bit of my basically, as you all investors know, that US and Turkey, they have, like US has added a capacity of 1 million tons, and Turkey has added a capacity of 0.4 million tons. Okay. And demand in Europe has softened. So because of that, primarily the import or the dumping, if I can use the right word, into India happened from these two sources along with the Russia. So Russia, as you know, the Russian situation, so because of this, China, we have not seen any major import coming into India. And the way we are looking at slightly medium term, probably maybe, some few quarters probably China could be a little aggressive in the global market. But because recently we have attended this World Forex conference, there the Chinese presentation was also there. And they are very clearly articulated the way they would like to run this business. And our assessment at this point of time is, barring maybe one more year, after that, they will go into a demand-supply situation balance. They will not be a threat to the global export market. This is what my understanding. And just to add something here so that a lot of people, you will have some kind of a questions on this. I'm just preempting that question. See, I know that this quarter result has not been as per the expected line. And if you remember last many years of Marvel presentation, we have very clearly said, some short-term blip will happen. And this blip is that if you take a slightly longer-term view, and we have a data in front of me, we have a data of almost around 8 to 10 years, and we have seen in that data few things, which is very important to kind of highlight. In 20 years, the EBITDA per ton has grown by 8% CAGR. Very important to note. 15 years, 6%. 10 years, 6%. 5 years, 4.5%. So if you take a slightly longer term view, so does EBITDA per ton, which is the most important measurement of any performance, has been continuously growing. Yes, in between some small blip will happen, like this is happening. Last year, if you look at 22-23, you will find that there was an abnormal profitability, and obviously that was because of certain circumstances. Now the supply chain cost has gone down. Your raw material prices are also softening. Supply has increased in China and US and Turkey. So all these factors have kind of bring a short-term blip into the business, which probably maybe one or two more quarters will persist. And after that, long run, we are very bullish on this business. same your solar, lithium carbonate, sodium bicarbonate, your flue gas treatment, they are all still stand for this. And we are very confident that the margin will kind of grow in the similar fashion which has happened in the last 20 years, 10 years or 5 years.
So, sir, if you look at the domestic market, probably in 2023, I mean, the domestic market was 4.3 million ton. So, if we want to probably project the infrastructure growth demand that you are saying and the greener initiative which you indicated, what could be the growth, production growth rate, the demand growth rate one can assume for the next 2 to 3 years? Probably FY24 definitely will be a softer year, but if I look from a FY25-26 perspective, what will be the steady state annual growth rate one can assume from a domestic market perspective as well as global market perspective?
See, global market at this point of a time, predicting is becoming a little difficult for us, honestly, because this geopolitical system which is happening, it is really becoming very difficult for us to kind of predict for a longer term, because we never realize that how the Chinese real estate will because that's the largest consumer of the soda ash. So that is number one. Second, the geopolitical, like I said, of this kind of a war which has happened, which was unexpected, all these things will create a lot of uncertainty into the market. But if everything remains the same, probably I would say that the global demand should be in the range of around 2.5% to 3% kind of a demand growth will be there. And that's a substantial number. And we, our view of 2030 of 80 million of the demand from 60 to 80 million will stand if everything remains same. Okay. In India, coming back to the India, if you remember last time also I have said that, today is around 4.3 million, which will go to 7 million. By 2030. So there is a potential for demand and particularly if you say percentage terms, India probably I would say not less than 5 to 7%. It could be higher than that. So if you're looking for 2-3 years, I would say things are very good for this business.
So agree on that at 2-3 years, but if you look from the import perspective also, given the lower demand, I mean, we'll also see an import increasing in the India, which we have seen in the last 6 months because of the subdued global demand. So looking at this, how shall one look at the pricing and in terms of our EBITDA per ton or EBITDA margin perspective, because 27.5% that we reported in the last quarter will be probably one of the lowest since 2016, which we have done. So can you help us in understanding the trend for the EBITDA margins in the inorganic chemical business?
I think very clearly I have articulated in my opening remarks as well as in the discussion which we had just now that this margin is going to be soft in next 2 quarters. If you are looking for next two quarters, it's going to be soft. Maybe it can go down from 27.5% to even 1 or 2% lower than this. I have answered your question.
So I'm not looking from a 1 or 2 quarters perspective, but I am looking from at least another 2 to 3 years, whether we'll be again back to a 30% or probably the new norms will be back to this 27%.
No, that you can just assure of 30%. Because if you look at us, again, I have a data, a beta margin of last 20 years. Okay. I can give you the data from 2004 to 2024. Okay. It has been ranging, if you take an average, it will be more than 30%. Barring 2004-2005, it was 24%. After that, it was continuously 35, 36, 34, 32, 30, 31, 30, 30, 33, 36, 39, 35, 35, 36, 29, 30, and now it's 27.5. So I think this number clearly indicates to you that 30% is a very sustainable number. Without this number, this business, no new capacity will also come in. Let me tell you that also. And EBITDA per ton will improve. If you look at the EBITDA per ton, I'm giving the historically data, the EBITDA per ton of last 7-8 years, of course, that moved from 7,000 rupees to maybe 13,000 rupees in 2023, probably average of 8 years is around 8,000 rupees. So if I take that formula which I told you that the EBITDA percent growth of 5% also from here, you can imagine what kind of EBITDA margin will be there in the next 2-3 years of time. We have also taken a trend also on it. Of course, it cannot be said to be authentic or 100%. If the similar trend of 20 years remains, where the EBITDA per ton has improved after 2-3 years of the gap, and we have done a trend analysis by the computer, probably the EBITDA margin will be in the range of around 10,000 rupees, 9,000 rupees kind of a thing, minimum. So these kind of a numbers of 30% EBITDA margin, if you are not looking at 1 or 2 or 3 quarters, should maintain.
Yeah, sure. And sir, one question on the volume front. So now, given the demand subdued, what can be the volume guidance if there is any for FY 24-25? You can help us.
Very difficult at this point of the time, but obviously, as you know, that import will be the driving force of the entire this thing. But I am sure that we will be able to sell what we produce in 24-25.
Around 4-5% growth should come in.
No, that 4-5% growth will be there. But this question is that how much volume
will be able
to sell. Whatever we produce, we will be able to sell that.
Mr. Damania?
I hope I've been able to answer your question. And I'm trying to kind of preempt some of the questions of the investors in my listing. I'm sure that some of the questions have been answered.
No, no, two. Some questions have been answered. I have a couple of more questions, but I'll come back in a queue. Thank you, sir.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ms. Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is in regards to the volume. So what were the kind of volumes? Because I think last quarter there was some backlog because of the incident that happened.
Yeah, we have, if you look at, we have approximately around lost the production, if you look at the same quarter of last year versus this quarter, we have lost around 7% production. And that is, now that issue is now more or less resolved. And if you look at, as compared to the first quarter, we are up by 6%. That means in this quarter, our performance has been better in production terms as compared to the first quarter. However, we are lower by 7% as compared to the same quarter last year. In the sales, we are down by 13% in this quarter as compared to the same quarter last year, and we are down by 4% as compared to the first quarter of this year.
Got it. So my second question is in regards to the soda, the China capacity of Inner Mongolia. How much capacity has been on stream?
3 million area.
3 million, the entire 3 million, and how much? There was some industry insights that there's some issues with and the slowdown in the ramping up of this. So how is it so far?
Very difficult to kind of give you an accurate answer on that, but as per our information, they have some quality issue kind of a thing, but they are running reasonably at a good capacity.
Yeah, also, in terms of demand, how are we seeing demand in detergent and glass in India specifically over the, say, next 1 year?
See, if you look at detergent, we are clearly seeing detergent demand will continue to grow the way it has been growing in the past. Around 4-5% growth will be there in the detergent demand. And all it depends on how the our economy grows in the future. But generally, 4-5% growth in the detergent demand will be there. Glass, container glass are doing good, my understanding, they are doing good. Flat glass, there was some kind of a recently, earlier there was good, but recently I have been heard that some of the imports are coming on the flat glass. So because of that, of course they are producing 100% at this point of the time, but they are under, also under pressure.
Got it. And what will be your current capacity utilization for for quarter two?
Quarter two is 91%.
91 capacity utilization. Okay. And after the August, have we seen any more further cuts in realization?
Sorry?
After the last cut in August, do we see any further more price cuts
I said, yeah, that we definitely see a slightly further reduction in the pricing going forward. However, like I said, some of the cost is also slowing down. So maybe some impact will be there on EBITDA margin as compared to the current quarter. There may be some impact even on the EBITDA margin. But yes, price also will be a little softer, and even your cost will also be a little softer.
Right. And what would be the import parity cost which is coming? What would be the difference between our and maybe say Tata Chemical versus that coming from US or Turkey?
No, we have, see, we are in a commodity space where we have to kind of match with our import price. And of course, there is some kind of a premium, general acceptable premiums are being offered. So I think it's range bound. The prices will be range bound. Either we or our competition or the import, everything will be the range bound.
And we have around 70% spot sales, right?
Yeah, roughly around 70% is our spot sales.
Got it. My second question is in terms of sodium bicarbonate. So what kind of volumes and revenue did we see from there, considering it is working in double capacity?
See, right now we are running almost, I would say, same capacity what we have been running in the past because of this that breakdown which we had happened. Because of that, we have not been able to produce because there we need CO2, but CO2 was not available to us. Going forward also, I personally feel that we will not be able to utilize 100% of the new capacity because the demand pickup for the flue gas treatment is happening gradually. There are a lot of activities happening in that space, but the real demand has not yet has come into stream. So gradually the benefit of that expansion will happen to us.
Okay, what is the current capacity utilization on the 120,000?
120,000, if you look at it, it will be roughly around 65% kind of a thing.
Yeah, around
70%. 65 to 70%.
Okay, and what will be the realization there?
Almost same range because the prices of sodium bicarbonate and the soda ash remains at kind of the same level. Only advantage you get in sodium bicarbonate is your soda ash usage is only two-thirds or maybe 66%. So because of that, your overall realization pattern of soda ash improves.
Right. My second question is in regards to the cost aspect. So what kind of savings have we seen in coal or briquettes, whatever we use in?
In the coal, definitely there was a kind of a big reduction in the last, I would say, 2-3 months, particularly the Indonesian coal, which we are buying. Of course, the benefits will be slightly, because we have always had some kind of inventory. But almost, I would say, from $160 to the coal prices come to roughly around $130, $135. So $25 drop has happened in that. That's a good significant drop has happened.
Right. So current quarter what we will be buying would be at $135.
Yeah, approximately that level.
And in terms of limestone, what would be the how?
Limestone is stable. Where the price fluctuations are not at all, is not there. Only flakes slightly sometimes. Freight difference of $1, $2 because the limestone prices are almost around $18, and in that maybe $1 or half a dollar kind of a freight variation happens. But the prices of the limestone which we import are almost fixed.
Okay.
That doesn't change.
Okay.
The change is only, Ria, in only two things. One is the energy, which I said energy has two components. One is the coal, and the second is your anthracite or metallurgical coke. Metallurgical coke in last 1 or 2 months there is not much change. Prices remain stable. Coal I have already briefed you. Second is the salt. So salt, as you know, that the advantage which we are getting this year is because of our production of the captive has been better than last year. That advantage we are getting, and the prices of the salt is also slightly soft, looks to be slightly soft for the next season, which will start in the month of January. So that salt prices will also give some benefit to the cost.
Got it. So we are seeing around 15% improvement because of coal prices, is my rough understanding.
In terms of the cost per ton of soda, probably we need to kind of a workout. This we can give you offline on that. Otherwise, price trend I have already given you, because you don't require one ton of coal into one ton of soda. So we have to work out that when we will let you know offline.
Got it. Hello?
Yeah.
I think that's it from my side.
Thank you, Ria.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Jalantar, Namaskar, Ramanji, and thank you for this opportunity. You can hear me clearly, sir?
Yes,
Saket. Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, as in your presentation, you outlined about the key growth drivers, and wherein you have outlined about this vacuum salt from waste energy and the salt yield improvement program. Salt yield improvement, I think so, we are already reaping the benefit. If you could just throw light on this vacuum salt part of the story, and are we building a consumer brand from this vacuum salt part, or if you could just outline to us. And also, sir, in the key growth drivers, you have outlined other factors like the focus on the greenfield soda ash project. Where are we in terms of that? And then again on the backward integration for enhanced cost control. All the points which you have outlined, if you could throw some light on where are we in mid and when are we going to, what kind of capex have we spent already and what is left to be done? And then I have one more question after this.
Thank you, Sakirji, and I think a very pertinent question you have asked. Let me give you some of the vacuum salt. Vacuum salt going as per the schedule, and like you rightly said, this is going to be a kind of a green salt, because we are going with the waste heat recovery, waste heat recovery will be utilized for this. And even frankly speaking, we are looking at how to even deliver that product to the customers on a green initiative kind of a thing. Okay. So that project is on stream, and basic engineering has started, and the site clearances have started. Of course, capital investment has not been done. The machines are getting kind of ordered. Some machines will come from import. So by March 25, this project will be on stream. That's number one. The second project which you spoke about, the salt yield, you have rightly said that we have started benefit of that, and probably in the times to come, we will further get the benefit on this project further, because our dream is much even going from more than what we have already achieved. That is in salt. Now let's come to the greenfield project. Greenfield project, of course, as I have briefed to the investors in the past, some challenges we are facing. However, at this point of time, all the approval for the environmental clearances has been reached to the Delhi. And hopefully by next few months, we will be getting clearances from the Minister of Environment. And on the other side, we have started working very aggressively on other things. Your basic engineering, detailed engineering, your pipeline, all those works have started. So probably things will be as per the schedule what we have envisaged. Coming back to the backward integration, as you know that we have acquired some of the limestone mines in the past, and hopefully next year we will start doing some mining of the limestone from those reserves also. Backward integration, and I think I've also highlighted last time that green initiatives also, we have set up solar as well as wind of put together of 6.7 million. That will also give some benefit to us, to the company. In terms of the cost reduction strategy, a lot of initiatives are there. There are some I would say, out of the box thinking also are under discussion. Of course, I'll not be able to share those details on the call. And that's a continuous journey on the cost reduction project, where we are also looking at some kind of a out of box kind of a cost reduction concepts.
Right, sir.
Sir, when you mentioned about the utilization levels being 91% for the second quarter, so taking into account the disruption in the first quarter, what is the H1 average, sir? And going forward, depending upon the current market conditions, what should be our exit rate for H2, sir?
Like I said, in terms of first half was 89%, complete 6 months put together. And probably we'll be reaching to the around 91-92% kind of a utilization for the year as a whole.
Right, sir. Sir, as you just mentioned about we are still stuck with the clearance part, I think, so from the Environment Ministry. So, can we take it, then the project is going to be delayed by, by the time we get the clearance, I think, so this clearance part of the story is still there in the annual for a couple of quarters. And so, if more clarity, where are we stuck, and the timeline pattern is not being understood by us. Where exactly can we look that would be the threshold? Or is it the bureaucracy part wherein, because the next year we will be entering in 3 months from down the line into the general elections also. And the next point was again to the utilization of cash, sir, now going forward. As you have always articulated that your purpose has always been rewarding your stakeholders. And again, you did alluded to the fact that we are looking for the opportune time to communicate to your investors in terms of the buyback or returning cash. But taking into account the current scenario in terms of the changing dynamics of the soda ash market, what's the message to your investors in terms of the buyback part, whether the opportune time has arrived or still the circumstances does not give us the right signal?
Rakesh, first let me tell you about this greenfield project, what you rightly said. See, in researching the timeline in the entire process, as you know, that this kind of a massive project, this kind of hiccups happen. Okay. And I can only tell you that if you look at across India, you won't find this kind of a size of the project. Many projects are coming. And so definitely some challenges are there. So therefore, I will not be able to tell you that when this Minister of Environment, we will certainly get the approval, but we are hoping that in the next few months, we should be getting, because all the formalities have been completed. Coming back to your buyback, as you know that you are our shareholders for the long years, we have been continuously rewarding our shareholders. Even last year, we have given 166 crore for annual dividend in July 23. Okay. Now, in terms of your question about the buyback, as you rightly said, at an appropriate time we will do it. Slightly, the market dynamics had changed in the soda ash market. So we have to be looking at the long-term objective of the shareholders' value creation. We will be doing a judicious decisions about the buyback. And then as soon as we decide, we will definitely come back and kind of inform to our shareholders.
Correct, sir. And the last point, if I may add, sir, in the change in inventory part, we have seen that number going up to closer to 89 crores. Even the similar number was there for the first half for the last year. But when we look at the cash flow, we find the inventories positive at 23 crores. So if you could explain to us what kind of inventory days or in tonnage are we carrying currently as on 30th September?
Saketji, I would say that this number you can always take offline, because these are the accounting numbers. You can always take offline. We'll give you the offline on that number.
Okay, sir. And if I may allow, sir, for the EBITDA part, sir, I'll join the queue, sir, and wishing happy Diwali. If I don't get the opportunity, so would convey my regards, and we wish for a prosperous new year ahead. And I hope the moderator gives me an opportunity for a follow-up. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mr. Chandramouli Jagannathan from Patterson Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Actually, there is a recent amount, announcement from the critical alkali. There is a green soda as planned their kind of installer. What's your take on that?
Sorry, your voice is not very clear. We are not able to. If I understood correctly, you are talking about green soda as by DCW, or this is what your question is?
No, critical alkali, yes. Green soda ash.
See, that's a different technology. They are producing the soda ash, which is a completely different technology. And there, they have kind of done some kind of a carbon capturing, and based on that, they are talking about that as a green soda ash. That's more like an how process. I would not say 100% how process, but slightly different technology, a combination of Solvay and the how process. They don't use the limestone and things like that. So, it's very small capacity. But you are right, they have been kind of a going into that model of green soda ash. And we, I would not say that we will be able to produce the green soda ash, but our journey about the creating a kind of a much better environmental norms, though we are better than the competition as on today also on those norms, but we have a journey, and there we have a lot of global partners. We have aligned with them. There we are looking for, and particularly this greenfield project, you will find we will be very, very carbon friendly or the environment friendly product we'll be able to produce.
Thank you, sir. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Mr. Saket Kapoor.
Thank you, sir. Sir, in your opening remark also, and in the presentation, you did spoke about this spread basket expansion part of the story also. So, sir, I think a lot of work has been done. So, taking into account again the current scenario in the soda ash market, the changing dynamics, what's your message to us in terms of this product basket expansion, sir?
No, Saketji, you are 100% right, and we are really working hard on that. And I think in last many calls, I have indicated this point very clearly. We are not in a rush to kind of select something and think. A lot of evaluation is there, a lot of discussion is happening, and once an appropriate time, definitely once something kind of something fruitful or something which is more certain will come back to you people. But it is not that we are keeping quiet on that. I can only tell you to that extent.
And sir, taking into you did allude to some Chinese presentation on an international forum. So can you just repeat for the sake of repetition what was the message from this? The people in the soda ash international conference, I think in the month of October that happened.
Yeah, I think good point, Saketji. Basically, their message is few. One, in a medium term to long term, they would not like to be supplying to the world. On one side, they have added the capacity or they are likely to add the capacity. However, on the other side, either they will run at the lowest utilization or they will be closing the inefficient or the smaller plants, which are not environment friendly. Barring few quarters or maybe 1 year kind of a scenario, balance, they would like to be in that range. Second, this is the one message. Second message is that their solar and the lithium carbonate capacity has been phenomenally expanded. And they will continue to have this journey in the future. Probably the one of the messages which they have not said, but I am reading between the line, is they would like to be the global supplier of your solar project to the global scale. So they have built that kind of a capability. That's number two message. Their real estate at this point of a time is really struggling. How serious it is going to be? There are two things which are very, very serious in China. One is their real estate, and second is their financial system. So these are two things which definitely have a kind of a serious implication can happen on the Chinese economy. How that pan out to be on soda ash, yet to be seen.
Right, sir. And for the European part also, in your presentation, you did mention about some capacity will be reorganized. So what are you trying to communicate? I think so you did allude to the fact that especially for the European market, the soda ash demand, the situation is weak there.
See, as you know that you must have read in the paper that Solvay has closed one of the out of the total plant, some around 400,000 tons of the capacity. So 3 lakh tons of Spain plant they have reduced. So they are trying to realign their production and trying to kind of stop production inefficiency. Okay. We are not seeing any new investment coming into soda ash in Europe. And once this your inflation scenario is behind us, probably the demand pickup will happen. So that definitely will give an opportunity for other players to kind of and probably the U.S. will become a kind of a U.S. mostly U.S. and Turkey. That is people who will be exporting their volume to the Europe.
Right, sir. And last point on the EBITDA part, sir. You did allude that you mentioned in your presentation that quarter two EBITDA stood at 224 crores. And as mentioned by you that there is softening in demand and also softening in prices. So the margins will be lower in the coming two quarters also. So just to work on a ballpark understanding that even going ahead, what should be penciling in terms of the H2 EBITDA closer to 200 or in the vicinity of 150 to 200?
It's very difficult strategy to talk about this number. We have given you the overall view of ours. How this number will pan out has to be kind of a, you have to wait and see the actual result when it comes.
Right. And among the last point on income tax paid, if, yes, I just, a small point and then I'll join.
There are other participants.
Very sorry. Then I'll join again.
Thank you so much. The next question is from the line of Ms. Riya Mehta from Equitas Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Currently, what percentage would be used in solar glass making?
In India?
Yes.
Right now it's around 5%.
It is around 5%. And globally?
Globally is much higher.
China it is 16%.
China is 16%.
China is...
Globally 7.
Globally 7. So going forward with all the capex announced in renewable, especially solar, or do we see this percentage increasing, or have you seen any such inquiries in solar because of which?
This will be significantly, yeah, this will be going to be significantly. We have a kind of a data which project, I'll just let me open that number and so that will show you. This number is going to, I think, more than 15%.
Yeah, and see,
on the higher demand.
It's the incremental capacity that we are talking over the next 7 years, increasing by almost 18 to 20 million tons. Half of that will come from solar and EV sectors, basically. Largely solar and smaller portion EV. So almost 9 to 10 million ton additional demand is likely to come from the solar increase.
Right.
We have a data, we just tell you, your solar at this point of time is 5% globally. Sorry, we have said 7. And it's going to be 11%. On the increased demand, which is significantly higher. Like Raman said, the total new 18 to 20 million capacity which is coming in, out of that 50% will be only in solar and lithium carbonate. Lithium carbonate, right now, is just 6%. So 4% increase there on 80 million and 6% in this. So 4 plus 6, 10%.
So half of the thing will come from this?
8 million. You can say broadly 80 million of 10%. Will be around 8 million tons. 8 million tons demand will come only from lithium carbonate and the solar panel.
Right. So I think currently also a good amount of solar installations are happening. So what is it that our volumes, the uptake of volumes is lower in this current quarter and going forward our commentary is a little on a softer side?
See, solar glass investment into India has been kind of a slightly delayed. Some of the people who are coming with the solar glass project there's some delay there. So next quarter, next 6 months probably, those plants will come into stream. Okay. So at that time, the demand from the solar will increase. So that this capacity has to be built in. Otherwise, these imports are happening from China and other parts of the world. In India also, we have a data, Ria. At this point of time, ours, you have a data of solar glass, which is roughly around 1% now, sorry, 1%, which is going to be 5%
by 2030.
2008 in same number, told you. And again, from 7 million, 5% comes to around 3.5 lakh tons.
Yes.
Right. And in for lithium ion, what would be the percentage? Less than 1%, I think, currently.
Yeah.
Yeah, lithium carbonate is almost zero in India.
In India, there is no production.
Right.
FGT, which is again, like I said, flue gas treatment, which is zero, zero, which is go to 2%. That means roughly 7 million, 2% will be the new demand will be coming from FGT.
1.5 lakh,
1.5 lakh. 1 lakh, 1 lakh, 50,000 tons.
But actually, there are a lot of FGD installations which are already happening. I'm just wondering why the volumes have not yet come across the soda ash players.
So right now, FGD Ria is only happening in one of the, what you call it,
NTPC.
There are a lot of other project installations are happening. And maybe next 6 months, you will see some of the demand coming in from those areas, including even NTPC also is ready, adding a few more sites also into the FGT. So that demand also will come in.
So 1 gigawatt of FGD would require how much soda ash?
Oh, I don't, right now I don't remember the
Okay, okay. No.
I'm not recollecting that number. So maybe offline we'll give you that number.
Yeah, sure, sure. No worry. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We would take that as our last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you. Thank you everyone for participating and being the valued partner into our journey of value creation for all our stakeholders. We will do our best to kind of create a value and deliver the results, and your suggestions and your feedback definitely matters a lot to us. So thank you and happy Diwali to all of you, and wish you all new year also. Of course, it's a calendar year, but from our side, we consider Diwali also as new year. So happy Diwali to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Emkay Global Financial Services, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.